I suspect that most of us will have experienced greater change over these past few months than at any time before. I feel as though I've heard the word unprecedented more often in the past 2 months than throughout the first 60 odd years of my life. We are living in turbulent and in highly charged times. And so I thought it might be good just to reflect on some things which are certain, which are unchanging at this time in our lives. I'm thinking first of all about Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. We read there that it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I think it's interesting that the parallelism which the author of the Hebrew epistle uses isn't the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. It's yesterday, today, and forever. When he speaks of yesterday, he's not speaking literally, because we know the reality is that there was a change in the life of the Lord Jesus. The Lord has always been fully God, and yet then came the incarnation. When the Lord Jesus came into this world, he clothed himself in flesh and blood, and the one who was fully God also became fully human. But from that point on, what this verse is telling us is that he is unchanging. He will always remain the same, both fully God and fully human. And so we have today in heaven a representative of humanity who is both human and God. We have a wonderful Saviour. He is a Saviour who does not and who will not change. But we read in Hebrews 7 verse 24 that he holds his priesthood permanently because he continues forever. And this reminds us that the Lord Jesus is not only an unchanging Saviour, but he has an unchangeable priesthood. That in fact is a phrase that's used in the Authorised Version. And the context in Hebrews chapter 7 is of the Old Testament priesthood, where one generation of priests would give way to another generation of priests, and the high priest office was a hereditary office, and as one passed on, another would take up the mantle of the high priest. But the Lord Jesus, this verse tells us, is different. His is a permanent priesthood, an unchangeable priesthood. He will not change, and he cannot change. His is an unchangeable priesthood. And so we have in heaven not just a representative man who is fully God, but we also have in heaven a priest who continues forever to intercede for us. It says earlier on, a couple of verses earlier on in chapter 7 of Hebrews, that his is a priesthood, he is a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And so we have an unchanging Saviour who has an unchangeable priesthood. But then in 1 Peter chapter 1 at verse 25 we read, the word of the Lord endures forever. And so the Bible, the word of God, is also unchanging. Remember what the Lord Jesus said when he was talking about the scriptures. He said, not one jot or one tittle shall pass from the word. Jot, that's a rendering of the Greek word yod, which is the smallest letter in the Greek alphabet. And a tittle, that's the smallest portion of a letter in the Greek alphabet. Similar, I suppose, to the dot on the I or the crossbar on the T in our own alphabet. And so the Lord Jesus is saying, not one letter, not the smallest part of one letter, shall pass away from his word. The word of the Lord endures forever. We have an unchangeable word in the Bible, a word from God. Then in Hebrews chapter 6 at verse 17, it says, when God desired to show even more clearly to the heirs of the promise the unchangeable character of his purpose, he guaranteed it by an oath. So we find that God's purpose is unchangeable. Context here in Hebrews, as he's speaking about the promise that God made to Abraham. And we are heirs of that promise. We are those who stand in the line of Abraham, destined as God's children, as God's